Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I'm trying to assemble a marriage panel here. If you're a married man or a married woman, I'd like for you to call in right now. Just get a few more people on the line. 833-563-2539. I saw this, I guess, over 150,000 people took an online poll, and it was about marriage habits and what is acceptable in a marriage and what is unacceptable in a marriage. Mackenzie, you were married. I'm currently married. And I just am interested to see if we have a little panel here. I got, like, I think five or six things I kind of pulled out of this survey.
Okay.
Which I was like, I wonder where everybody falls on this one. Because obviously me, just knowing me, I'm probably more acceptable with a lot of things. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yes, you're pretty chill. Yeah, we want your opinion if we're like, okay, is this acceptable to you or not?
Okay, 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Kathy. Hey, Kathy, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Welcome to the marriage panel.
Thank you. I am glad to be here.
Now, how long have you been married, Kathy?
19 years.
Wow.
Almost 19.
Okay, she's congratulations. She has experience. This is great.
Real quick, we'll get into this.
Yeah, this is marriage number two, so I'm an expert.
Okay, yes, you've been around the block. There you go. Any advice on what makes a good marriage?
Not sweating the little things and just it's going to be what it's going to be. Just let it go. It's no big deal. Whatever it is. As long as there's no cheating involved or back secrets and stuff like that, it's whatever.
All right, cool. We got Kathy locked in there. Let's say good morning to Christina. Hi, Christina. You are also on the marriage panel this morning. Hi.
Hi.
How long have you been married?
3.5 years.
Okay.
Ooh, so relatively newlywed, kind of.
Yeah, we've been together for like 9 years, though.
So. Oh, wow. So that's a long time to be with somebody. You really got to learn like the good and the bad about them. All right. Yeah. And we're going to get one more person on our marriage panel this morning. Let's say good morning to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, how long have you been married?
I've been married 1 year so far.
Oh, a real newlywed.
No
All
kidding.
Right.
You got that new
that
newlywed
glow.
Smell. Okay.
It's like glow.
I'll come to each one of you, and we are going to ask a question, and then I just want to get the group's decision so we can make an official thing. Pork Chop, I need to write these official answers down, okay, of whether we're acceptable or unacceptable. Here we go. Question number one for everyone, including Mackenzie and myself. Joe, I'll go to you each. Is it okay to pass gas in front of your spouse? Let's go to Mackenzie this morning. Is it okay to fart?
Yes, I feel like that is when you really have reached that comfort level with each other.
I will also say it's okay to toot in front of the one you love.
I love that you said toot. That's what I say. rubbing off on you.
Lauren, what do you think?
Yes, it's okay, but at a respectful level. Like, try not to, but if you have to, it's all good.
Like, silence it or muffle it? What do you mean?
Like, if you're struggling, go outside for a little bit, and then, you know. But I know sometimes you can't do that.
Okay. Kathy, what do you think? Is it okay to toot?
No.
Whoa! No tooting in okay. Kathy's house. And Christina?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so overwhelming, I'd say it's okay, right?
Yep, four are okay with it, one is not.
Okay, I feel like Kathy's going to be the very conservative voter here today for our different things. Let's see. Would you be okay if they stayed out all night with their friends? Let's go to Christina this morning. Is that okay or no?
I think it's okay if like he's in communication with me about where he's at and like what he's doing and stuff. I mean, if he was just like, hey, I'm going out at, like, you know, 9, and then I didn't hear from him again until the morning, no. But
what about you? Okay, what about you, Kathy? What do you think?
Oh, heck no.
All right, Lauren, what do you think?
No way, not at this point.
Okay, Mackenzie, what do you think? Is it okay if they stay out all night with their friends?
No, not at that point. It's like you do that when you're single and you do whatever you want.
Well, I'm going to represent for all my fellas. I'm going to say yes. As long as I know you're staying out, that's totally fine.
Oh, honey, your life's going to change when you have kids.
Poor
child. If you and Lindsay have kids, you're in for a rude awakening.
Acceptable or not acceptable?
3-2, unacceptable.
Interesting. Okay. I'm not going to ask the poop question because we already talked about farts. Oh, this is a good one because guys never know what to do. Is it okay to tell white lies to make each other feel better? I'm going to say yes. It is actually, as a man, you're required to lie to your wife.
Like?
do I look good in this dress?
Yes.
Like, I can't say, no, you look bad.
Why is that a white lie? So if she doesn't look good, you wouldn't say, honey, maybe that other one's more flattering?
Nope. And I wouldn't even have the brains to think of saying that on the spot. I'm not that good of an improver.
You just
so
say, yep.
I'm like, yep, looks good. What about you, Mackenzie? Is it okay to tell a little white lie to make the other person feel better?
Lying. I hate lying. I guess it's the degree. But you want to make someone feel...
It's a white lie. Come on, give me an answer.
I guess yes.
Okay.
A little white lie.
Kathy, what do you think? Is it okay to tell a little white lie and make them feel better?
Okay, this is on so many levels. Like, oh my gosh, I love this Christmas present, and you find it in the back of the closet 6 years later. That's a white lie. Oh. But do I look good in this dress, and, you know, or does this tie look good on me? No, you need to change that tie. No, I mean, there's so many levels. You just can't say white lie for this and white lie for that, because your white lies will turn into big lies.
Okay, Lauren, what do you think?
Oh, wait, she didn't pick
one. Oh, sorry. I thought Kathy said no. Is it okay, Kathy?
That's a maybe. I don't know. Like I said, it's a maybe.
Okay.
There's degrees of lie. That is hard.
Lauren, what do you think?
Slippery slip.
No, just be honest. Use some people skills. You don't have to be mean about things. But yeah, you should absolutely be honest, because what she said, if you tell one lie, it's so easy to tell another. So, no.
What I wouldn't do to have one other man on this panel to back me up. Christina, what do you think? Is it okay to tell a little white lie to make the other person feel better?
No, just be honest. I mean, I'd rather him tell me, like, no, you should wear a different dress.
All right, we need, Kathy, you can't abstain from this vote. We need a yes, it's okay, or a no, it's not.
No, it is not okay.
So it is unacceptable for a white lie.
I have one last question, Chops, okay? And I want everybody to answer this, get to your point quickly. Is it okay to fantasize about being married to someone else? Is it okay to fantasize about being married to someone else? I'm going to say yes, it is okay.
Have you fantasized about being married to someone else? Married to someone else, or just flipping pancakes with someone else, Joe?
For the purpose of this, I'm going to say married to someone else. Mackenzie, what say you?
We know what you're really saying. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't fantasize about being married to someone else when you're married to the person you chose to be married to.
But is it okay to fantasize about flipping pancakes with someone else while you're married, do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, I think yes if you don't act on it.
All right, now we have a two-part question. Let's go to Lauren. Lauren, is it okay to fantasize about being married to somebody else, also to flip pancakes with them?
No to both. No. In our society, there's just way too much temptation. So just no. Just be faithful to your spouse. Try to, you know, keep your eyes on what's important. And so just no.
Kathy and Indy, what do you think?
Oh, man. Joe, you've got some really hard questions. Because, you know, I am married to, like, The Rock in my dreams and Enrique Iglesias. And, you know, I
don't know. Yes, honey.
But Joe Blow down the street? No, I would never fantasize about Joe Blow down the street or Peter down the street or whatever his name is. No, but I mean, you know, your movie stars and stuff like that, I guess that's okay.
So that's cool.
That's never going to happen.
Hey, Kathy, what did you not do in your first marriage that you're doing in this marriage that's making it work?
I am not letting him call the shot.
Oh, gosh.
I am equal in this one. I am not bowing down to nothing. If I don't like it, I say it.
We wrap it up now. Those are some good words with Christina. What do you think, Christina? Is it okay to fantasize about being married to someone else or maybe even flipping pancakes with them?
Marriage, no. I mean, like, you chose who you were married with. I love my husband so much. I couldn't imagine being married to anybody else ever, ever. The flipping pancakes thing, I mean, honestly, are we all going to sit here and say, like, no, that's never happened before? I just think that would be a big lie.
Hey, we appreciate Christina, Kathy, and Lauren this morning. Ladies, thank you for being on the marriage panel.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All we need is the newlywed music to, like, leave now.
Your phone cut out, but okay. Hey, thank you all for calling in this morning.
Yes, that was great insight. It really was.
So wait, is everybody telling me they're not, like, thinking about, like, other people hooking up with?
But it seems like everyone was okay with that. It's just not okay to...
See, I'm honest and people judge me for that, but I'll be straight up, guys. I had a fantasy... Well, I had a dream about a coworker of ours, female, coming on to me. And, like, she knew I was married and I kept on trying to resist her.
Then what happened?
It was in the back of the car.
Then what happened?
I tried to resist.
Who was it?